move to our feature called Jazz on Film, back and forth between futures with jazz soundtracks and documentaries about important jazz figures. I don't know if they are more important than this one. The documentary is called Arrows into Infinity. Our reviewer is Matthew Goldwasser. Matthew, tell us more about these Arrows into Infinity.
Well, the expression is discussed early in the film by Charles Lloyd, who asks, you know, what does a master mean? Is he the bow? Is he the arrow? Is he residing in the space between being pulled back and in flight? A very mystical kind of philosophical question, but that's also who Charles Lloyd is.
Kind of fitting for this. Is it fair to call him an enigmatic figure?
Absolutely, I think, and a true individual, somebody who found his own path early in life, and but also has an incredible series of credits of fantastic musicians that he cut his teeth with and who desperately wanted to play with him.
1940s, 50s jazz saxophonist, right? That just puts him into the camp of those blowers?
More starting mid-50s and really starting to make an impression in the early 60s, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah. I mean, astute jazz fans will remember him from his work with Chico Hamilton and Cannonball Adderley. But shortly after that, he formed his first spectacular quartet with very young Keith Jarrett, Jack DeJohnette, and Cecil McBee, later replaced by Ron McClure. And they were absolute sensations wherever they played, including the Monterey Jazz Festival, which introduced the listening public to an iconic tune, Forest Flower.
Really nice. I mean, you know, he wasn't trying hard to say something. It just said it well, I think.
Yeah. He comes out of the blues tradition, out of Memphis, where he cut his teeth playing with people like B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf before totally committing himself to the jazz path. Yeah. And his dear friend and high school classmate was Booker Little, who was completely sort of a mentor to him, even though they were of the same age in their early 20s in New York City trying to make it. And Booker told him early on, it's not about technique, it's not about blowing fast, it's all about character.
Okay, great. That words to live by there. Charles Lloyd is the figure explored in this documentary, Arrows into Infinity. Our reviewer, Matthew Goldwasser. You dropped a name earlier in our off-mic conversation about that seminal influence was a guy named Newborn.
Phineas Newborn was Charles Lloyd tells of winning a music competition at 9 years old and being approached by a 15-year-old Phineas Newborn to tell him, yeah, you are right, but you need to take lessons. Oh. And he took lessons from him.
We have a clip.
We have a little clip.
All right.
46 seconds from Charles Lloyd's the documentary, Arrows into Infinity.
The thing about Charlie Parker was that when I heard him at about 9 or 10, and that whole tradition of deep swing, but with such grace and such elegance, they changed the harmonic landscape also. Rhythmically, they freed the beat up. These guys before would play, you know, it's like covered wagon style, you know, and Charlie Parker and Max Roach, they freed that stuff up, man, and it hasn't been the same since that, and I'm in that tradition.
Great stories in this film, Arrows into Infinity, directed by Dorothy Darr.
Dorothy Darr is Charles Lloyd's wife and herself an accomplished visual artist. The film itself actually pulls together several earlier films, a couple of which she shot, and portrays really his whole life, well, most of his life, from his early beginnings in Memphis through this fantastic quartet. And then he disappeared for 10 years. He dropped off the scene largely because he was disenchanted with fame and commercialism, but also with his own issues of substance abuse. And he dissolved himself into Big Sur, California, where he communed with nature, meditated, joined a form of Hinduism called Vedanta, and only emerged in the early 80s at the urging of a young Michele Petrucciani, who sought him out and gave his career a second act.
That's a theme I'm hearing more and more, Carlos. You've told me about many folks who have been rescued by someone who got them off the beach and back into the jazz recording and performing world.
Yeah, and in this case, Michele Petrucciani, I could just see it. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? You should be playing, man.
Yeah. Charles Lloyd will be inducted into the National Endowment of the Arts as a jazz master on Monday night at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And this documentary is called Arrows into Infinity. Matthew, how do we close this segment?
Well, let's close out here with an example of his work with his dear late friend, the fantastic drummer Billy Higgins, from a recording that features Brad Meldow on piano, John Abercrombie on guitar, and Larry Grenadier on bass.
The documentary, Arrows into Infinity, about Charles Lloyd. Our reviewer, Matthew Goldwasser. Thanks very much, Matthew.